Gemara Nach in Davov says, Ovid Kerchovim Shishnadev Koiro Veshem Kosu Voleo Boit Kinoise. Imam Abadas Yisrael Ifrashtio Yogurt Vishtamish Bemoiso. Vimlav Tuna Gnizo. Cheshinon Shemo Blibo Lashomayim. Talking about a goy that was Menadev, a board, a Kora, a big piece of board, and it said on it Hashem's name, Yudke Vovke. So we don't know what the goy's das was when he was Menadev the Korah. So we're bodekim. We say, if he says that he did it, what a yid wants, bedas Yisrael. So that means nowadays we don't use hektish. So he did it bedas Yisrael, so it's not really hektish. So yogud, he cuts off the part that the Shem is on it. And the piece with the Shem, he's gonet, vishtamish b'mosho. The rest you could use, you put it in a shul, because a yid, you could use a board, you put it, you use it for a divrei kedusha for a shul. In love, if you can't find out, he doesn't say that he did it bedas Yisrael, so rechoshesh, that he wrote the Shem on it, maybe he wants that it should be for the Beis HaMikdash. Nowadays there's no way to use it in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so it's also barnoi. Tuna gnizo chashino, Shema b'libo l'ashamayim for hekdash for the Beis HaMikdash. It was this time of the Shem kosu v'alei, the boy gnizo. Because there's a Shem on it. Ho'ein Shem kosu v'alei, lo boy gnizo. So you see that if there's no Shem, just because he said that it's for hekdash, it doesn't mean that we're choshish that it's the hekdash. So Gemara says, Ru'adin da'afal gav de'en Shem kosu v'alei nami boy gnizo. Even though there's no Shem on it, we also are choshish, maybe it was makdash for the Beis HaMikdash. Well, Kamashmala, what's the Chiddush? Because there's a Shem. The Apple gave the Shem Kosov Alei, Yogurt Vishtamish B'Moshe. Even though there's a Shem on it, so you're allowed to use the rest. Why are you allowed to use the rest? What's the Chiddush? That a Shem was on it. And maybe the whole thing is for Kedushas Hashem. So Gemara says, why? Because the Shem, Shaloi Bimkoi Moi Lav Kodesh, a Shem that's not written in its place, it's not Kodesh. So since it's written on a Korah, and it's not its place, we'll soon see what Rashi says, Pshat. Since it's not its place, so it's not Kodesh, so the rest of the Korah, when you cut off the Shem, the rest is mutar to use for other things. The Tanan, the Gemara brings the right for a moment. Oh, of course, about the other Sakelim, it was written, the Shem, on handles of cups. Valkaria, mutar on the foot of a bed. I raise the yogurt the ignorance. So you could cut it off, and you put it in the gnizah, and the rest you could use for other things. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Shem Shaloi Bim Koyma Einoi Kodesh? Kloima. It means to say, Einoi Kodesh Elamokim Hashem. Only the place of the Shem. Shem Shaloi Bim Koyma, that means it's written Hashem on one part of the Koyro. So the other part is Shaloi Bim Koyma. So that part is not Kodesh. Voice of Chaticho, that Chaticho where it has the Shem Tigonis. Vashari Bona Bebeis HaKnesses, Ki Omar Bedas Yisrael Lifrashtim. Because he said that it was Mafrish Bedas Yisrael, and Yisrael could use it in a shul, so the rest is for a shul. But the part of the Shem, where it's Mekoyma Shashem, it's Kodesh, that's this. Lishnachrim, that's one Pshat in Rashi. So that, look at that Pshat in Rashi. So wherever it's written the Shem, that place is Kodesh. That's not a place to write a Shem on cups, on kelim, or on a korah. It's not a real place for a Shem. It's not called the mokum of Hashem. When is called the mokum of writing Hashem? Then it's not to write Hashem by itself, and to write it on a paper or a cloth, and to write it together with something else, not a Shem by itself. Aval Shem levado yavishaloi bimkoymoi, eloi kodesh. The Shem itself, wherever, even if it's written on a paper, or if it's written on a kli, that's not mekoymoi, so it's not kodesh. So it comes out from the second shot of Rashi, because it's a kli, it's not kodesh. What if you would write it on a cloth? So then the whole cloth would be kodesh. So it's mashma that you can't cut off the rest and use the moisor because it's Shem Bim Koyma, it's Mekadesh the whole cloth. Just by a koiro, so you could cut off because it's a bizarre for the Shem, you have to cut off the Shem. But you could use the whole koiro because it wasn't Kodesh. So it would be the nafkemina if you would write the Shem on a cloth by itself or with a posik, so then it would be Mekadesh the whole cloth. And Tosfos here says, יוגד וישתמש במויסו, משמע על ידי שיחתך הקוירו, ולא ימם מויסו חתיכו שכנגד השם. You won't have enough on that piece that's כנגד השם because he cut it off. ובמקוי מוימי אוקידי יש השם. In that place where the Shem was, it is Kodesh, but not Shalui Bimkoim and the rest of the Kodesh. V'yesh Lizoyer, so now this says Aloch, V'yesh Lizoyer, Kshekosu in Sefer Torah Tefillin, when you write a Sefer Torah Tefillin, the goal will work in Hashem, if you cut off the place of the Shem, you peeled it off, She'en Lichtov Bimkoim, and not to write in the place of the Shem, where the Shem was. Why? Because it's Mashman Tosh, the Pshat is because the Shem was Konam Mekoimai. Since the Shem is Kona Mekona, so the place where the Shem was, even though you peeled it off, has the Kedusha, as if it has Kedusha as Hashem, so you can write other things. Now, what's the Raya? How does Tosfos bring a Raya V'yesh Lizoyer? Because it says that you cut off the part of the Shem, so Memele you can write, it's Kona Mekona. So could be the Raya is, because Tosfos says, why don't you just peel off the Shem? Why does it say yogurt? You cut off the whole piece of board, and you use the moisar. Let him just peel off the top layer of the shem. El of the pshat is because it's mekadesh, the whole ovi of the kli till the bottom. So therefore, you can't write in mokim Hashem, because the shem is kona mekoyma. The note of Yehuda is a kasha in Yoredeya. Yoredeya simen ein zayin. The note of Yehuda asks that the Tosfos din is sosar Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos daf kuf tezayin says, if there was a fire in the house on Shabbos, so the Chachomim were matir to take out to the Chotzer to save things that you're upset about. So the Chachomim were matir certain things you could take out. So there's Kisvei HaKodesh you're allowed to take out from the house to save from a Sreifa that shouldn't get burnt. But not everything. So the Gemara says, here, Sefer Torah Shenimchak, אם יש בו ללקת שמונים וחומש אוסיוס כגון פרשס ואי בנצוי האורן, מצילין. ואם לאו אין מצילין. את הספר תורה was erased. That means the אוסיוס fell off of the cloth and we have the cloth left. So if you have 85 אוסיוס, even though they're spread out in the ספר תורה, so it's mutter, so you save it. Why? Because it's connected. ואי בנצוי האורן is a safer and it has the smallest safer of the Torah and it's Kodesh. So you could save a safer that has 85 אוסיוס. In love, if it has less, ein matzilin doesn't have kedusha. Ba'amai, the Gemara asks, why if it has less, you're not matzil the klav? Tepuklei mishum giloyon didei. Because the Gemara has a shaila, the gilyonis, that's the margins of the Sefer Torah, where you have to leave extra piece of klav on the side. If those parts were cut off of the Sefer Torah, if it still has kedusha, to save those gilyonis to take it out of the house. So the Gemara asks, if the Sefer Torah has less than 85 oseus, you're not matzil. Let it be the same darga of gilyonos, just like that, you don't save. So gilyonos also you wouldn't save. So the Gemara answers, no. A Sefer Torah is worse than gilyonos, because gilyonos is kodosh, being a margin, and it's still a margin. But mokim ha-ksav loikom li-boili, the place where the ksav was written there, for sure, it's not a shaila. Dechi kodesh. Why is the place of the ksav kodesh? Agav ksavu de kodesh. Because there was ksav on the sefer on the klav, so that's why it's kodesh. Ozal ksav. If the ksav fell off, there's no ksav anymore. Ozal lo kedusha se. Then there went away the kedusha. The whole kedusha of the klav is because there is ksav on it. It's written on it, divrei Torah, the sefer Torah. But if it's not there, so there's no kedusha. Ki komi boili. Where was the shaila in the Gemara? Shel malav shel mato. She ben parsha le parsha. She ben daf le daf. She betchilas ha-sefer. She besef ha-sefer. So the Gemara says the shaila in the Gemara on Shabbos, if you're matzil or not, is the margins that are always there, and they never have ksav on it. So maybe even if they were cut off, so they still have the kedusha that started. But if it was the place of the ksav itself, so the whole kedusha is because of the ksav, and if the ksav fell off, so there's no more kedusha on the klav. So the another beauty is, so if, how do we say over here? Tosfos says that if you cut off the shem, so you can't write in koimoi because it has kedusha sashem, but ozlo ksav, ozlo kedusha. If you took off the shem, so there's no more kedusha in its place. The whole kedusha was because of the ksav. That's the note of Yehuda's kasha on Tosfos, and he says, because he doesn't say, Rabbi Kivega brings the note of Yehuda, and he says, the note of Yehuda didn't say to Paskin, not like Tosfos. he's still saying we should be choshish for the Tosfos. But he says, but the evidence doesn't tassel. If a sofer went and wrote in Komo, it's kosher. Then Rabbi Kivager brings that there's a Yerayim. The Yerayim in Lavin Shin Samach Vov writes like Tosfos. What does the Yerayim say? The Yerayim says that if you wrote Hashem Bim Koimoi like on Tlav, so even the Gilyonos itself has Kedusha. That has Kedusha, and the Gilyonos has Kedusha, and it wouldn't help to cut it off. Still, it would have Kedusha. But if you wrote it Shaloi Bim Koimoi, which is on Kalim or on a Korah, so then the Gilyonos won't have Kedusha. When you cut it off, you could use the sides of it. So then if the Yerayim is saying what the second shot of Rashi says, Rabbi Kivager says that the Yerayim is identical to Tosfos. So that means that he's saying that the mokim of the Shem is Kodesh. That we see from the second shot in Rashi, that the etzem mokim of the Shem has Kedusha and you can't write on it. So Rabbi Kivager says, since you see that Tosfos and the Yerayim say both, that you can't write that the Kedusha of the mokim Hashem is Kodesh, so Memele, you have to be choshish for this day, and you can't write Bim Kodesh. There's a Masechet Sofer from Perakei Halacha Beis. It says there like this: Hoya Tzorich Lichtov Yehudo. He was writing a Sefer Torah, and he had to write the word Yehudo. V'niskaben because of his Hashem, he got mixed up because the words of the word Yehudo has the same osius of Yud Kevov Kev Hashem, and he was going to write Yehudo, and he made a mistake, and then he had Kavona to write the Shem instead of Yehudo, and wrote Yud Kevov Kev with Kedusha Hashem. So Afal Pishul Kosav Boy Dalit, even though he didn't write a Dalit, that means, and it says here Hashem Yudke Bovke, or Lefida Gyosas Agro Afal Pishul Kosav Boy Dalit, that means the Yudke Bov already had Kedusha even before the Dalit. So the Masechet Sofrim says, Me'akvoy V'Koysev Yehudo Acher. That's in the old tour, in the Tfus of the tour that has the Beit Yosef, it says there Me'akvoy, that means it's mashma, you cut it out. The Koyse of Yudo Yacher, you write a different Yudo. Cut it out means that you make a hole, you patch it up with a new piece of cloth, and you write Yudo Acher. Caught in the new tour that they printed, so the new Beit Yosef, it says there, then it says there mechatvoy or choitvoy the koisev yudo achem. That's what the gears of the grow is. When the grow that they sefti writes mechatvoy or choitvoy the koisev yudo achem, not meakvoy, only choitvoy. And choitvoy, they don't shout over there that it means that you peel it off, you sculpture it. That means you're just peeling it from the top and you leave the bottom piece of cloth and you write. Why? So why does the Masechet Sofrim say you should say Choytvoy? And we know it. You write something else instead. You write Yehuda. And it's Mamshich in the Masechet Sofrim. It says, V'koisev Yehuda Acher. This raya I heard from Menachem Davidovich, the top sofer in Yerushalayim. So we see from here that V'koisev Yehuda Acher is Moisif to say that you could write it on the same place where you took it out. That's why there's the sofer and the Masechet Sofrim. So from here brings a raya, not like Tosfos. And Masechet Sofrim holds that you could write something else bim koimah. The Brisker Rav in the printed on Erchin, he writes like this. He asks Akashe, why does Tosfos say that the Shem is mekadosh mekoimah and you can't write anything on that place? The din of kedusha of the klaf, of kedusha of the mokim, is only if it has a din of kitzvei hakodesh. In Kisvei HaKodesh, when you're writing your sefer, you're writing Tanakh, so we say that the Shem, or the words, is Mekadesh the Mokim, it's Mekadesh the Klaf. But when you're writing it on Kalim, there's no din of Kisvei HaKodesh, so how could the Shem be Mekadesh the Mokim? How could there be a Kedushas Mokim in the Kli? Then he brings the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Vov, when you say the Atorah Halacha Vov, Halacha Hey. Sha'ara Kinuyim, first he had written in for a few halachas the Shemus She'ena Nimchokim, then he writes in halacha Sha'ara Kinuyim, Shemeshabchim Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kikun Chanun Barach Umagodel HaGibor HaNeiro VaNeimon Kanei VeChozak V'Kayotzi Bo'en Harein Kishar Kisvei HaKodesh Umutol LeMochkan. So the Rambam says that the other Kinuyim are like other Kisvei HaKodesh, like other parts of Tanakh, and you're allowed to be Moichik. There's Agav in the new Rambam in the Tfus of Frankel, there's a different gear that says Arein Kishar Divrei HaKodesh Umutar Lemochka. Akoponim the Brisker Rav had the gear Kishar Kisvei HaKodesh. So yes, why does he have the Rambam have to say הרי אם כשאר כיס והקודש, הוא מותר למוכר. Let him just say, if it's a kinoi, so it doesn't have kedush as Hashem, so it's מותר למוכר. Why does he say, הרי אם כשאר כיס והקודש? So Briscoe is מחדש that as Koros, the Shemus have a din of kiss ve'akodesh by itself. That means the Shem itself has a din of kiss ve'akodesh. So just like every kiss ve'akodesh, when you write it, it's Mekadesh, the Mokim, it's Mekadesh, the Klaf, it becomes a Sefer of Novi. So the same thing, when you write as Koros, wherever you write it, it has a din of kiss ve'akodesh. The Melech could be Mekadesh, the Mokim. And that's why the Rambam says by Kinuim, Arein kishar kiss ve'akodesh. It's not like the as Koros, that has a Shem of Kisra Kodesh, can't be Moshe, but Kinuim, you don't have a din of Sha'ar Kisra Kodesh, it could be Moshe. Let's say if it would be on a Kli, it could be Moshe, and it doesn't have a din of Kisra Kodesh. That's how the Briscoe makes a big Chiddush, and so Be'emes, what the Briscoe is saying is not like what Rashi says. Rashi says Mefurish, and the second shot in there, in the Rashi, in there, he says that the Shem, if it's by itself, or it's not Al Niyar, if it's by itself and not without a posik, it doesn't have the kedusha of mekoymer. It's ein shem kodesh olam b'mekoymer. Shem shalom b'mekoymer lav kodesh, if it's by itself or if it's not on the yar. So you see before us that a shem doesn't have a din of kisra kodesh by itself. It's only if it's in the context of the whole sefer. Also, the Gemara in Shabbos, it says ozlo ksav ozlo kedushose. If it doesn't say chilek, if it was as chorus or. Lord should have a kedusha of the mokim. Then you have to understand in Tosfos itself. Tosfos says you have to cut it where you cut it off. Yogurt is established by Moshe by the koyro. You cut off that part and then you use the rest. If Shem Shaloi bin Koymer is not kodesh, why do you have to cut off that part? Let's use the rest of the koyro even before you cut off that part of the Shem. So that could be maybe stamas a bizoin to the Shem because it's all mechuber together. Or we'll say that it's megale, since we see that he cut off that part, so the rest is shaloi b'mekoymer. Maybe the rest is called mekoymer because it's all one koyra, but you're allowed to cut it off and be megale that it's not mekoymer. Or because it's daito, it could be mekadesh only where the Shem is and not the rest. Again, we'll quote from Reb Menachem Davidovich. He says that what would be if you took the Koyra and you wrote the Shem not on the width or the length, you wrote it on the top. That means on the thickness of it on the top where you write the Shem, and then the whole Koyra, when you stand it up, the Shem is on top and the whole Koyra is underneath it. Should we say that the whole Koyra is the mokim of the Shem because it's sitting on top of it? Elo, what would we, and here it doesn't say a chilek. It says if you wrote it a la Koyra, it could be on the side, it could be on the top. So he wants to bring a raya from here that it could be it's only what's bedaita to be mekadesh. If it's bedaita, if you write the Shem, bedaita is only to be mekadesh where the Shem is, like the oivy of the Shem, but not the whole koira. That's why you could cut it off and use the rest. There's a raya that Rav Stern, he has a sefer Mishnah, a sefer he brings. How can we write it on mezuzah? We know it's to write on the mezuzah on the back, Shemus. That means if they're behind where it says Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hashma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, so behind the Yud Kevoke, opposite the Yud, we write on the back a Chof, because the Oth says after the Yud is a Chof, and behind the He we write a Vov, because after the He comes a Vov, then the Vov becomes a Zion, and the He becomes a Vov. It comes out Kuzu B'muchsash Kuzu, that's Hashem Al Pikabola that we write in the back of a mezuzah, in the back of these Osius of the Shem. You try to be mechaven each one against opposite the os that's on the front side. So yes, if you see that the Shem is called the mekoymoy on the whole thickness to the back, so how could we write these Shemos? It's connected to the Shem and the Shem is called the mekoymoy. So you could say two ways. You could say either because the back is not roy l'ksiva, so Memela it's not Kodesh, but if so, it would be sure from Kalim. Kalim is also not Roy Lakshiva. Kalim is not Roy Lakshiva, and you see you have to cut off the whole thing till the back. Or we'll say that it's Bedaita, since we know that we're going to write in a mezuzah on the back. So Memela it's not Bedaita to be Mekadesh, the back is Das. So it would be totally in Das. So we write the Shem, is whatever is Das is to be Mekadesh, so that becomes Kodesh. And the Tashbeis, Well, first of all, mentioned I had a mice at once. Mm-hmm. We had a mice that by a parasher, a tefillin or a mezuzah was that somebody was kolif the shem and there was left klaf. The shaila was, could we write on the mokum of the shem? Rabbi Yashiv said that you could write on the mokum of the shem. You don't have to be choshes that shem konam mekomo, because I did the klif with megale that the mekomo was only the part that it was mekalef with the klaf in the back. But what's underneath that, it's igloy milsa, that's not the mokum of the shem. So therefore, he was matir to write in the mokum. That means each time you're mekalef the shem, so we're saying igloy milsa that the mokum of the shem was only that part. Have the kiluv and not underneath. So it comes out of sotah the yodas akelim or bekara. We could have been, you don't have to cut off the whole width. You could maybe cut off just the top part with the shem. In the tshuvas of the tashbit, kuf mem tes, he writes that be'emes he would be matir to be kolif the shem, but it would be choishesh. Maybe it wouldn't come out good, and maybe he wouldn't be able to sculpture it right, to peel it off right. So he would answer it, but Steve Dover, at the end of the tshuva, he says that you could be Kohel of the Shem, because that's the meaning. The meaning is to be Kohel of the Shem. Now we have to come to the Tosfos itself. The note of you, they ask on Tosfos, that the Shem is Mikadosh and Mikoimoi, and the whole section that you can't write where you're Kohel of the Shem, you can't write Bim Koimoi, because the Shem is Mekadesh the Mokim. And yes, from the Gemara and Shabbos, that we see Ozlo Ksav, Ozlo Kedushote. So if there's no more Ksav, there's no Kedush on the Mokim. So the answer could be, maybe Pshat and Tosfos is not Dafka, because the Shem is Mekadesh the Mokim, and the Mokim has Kedusha. Only the Pshat might be because it's a Bizoyim to the Shem, that you took off the Shem Shemayim from there and you're using it for something else. It's as if you're mezalzel on the Shem, you're showing that you don't need the Shem, you need something else that's more important to you. Let's say, for example, that says by Kibud Av that the person has a place, so the son, after, even if they died, you're not allowed to sit in the father's seat. It's a zilzel on the father, kilu, that there's something else instead of the father. Same thing we'll say by Hashem. Hashem, it was written, the Shem Hashem here, so it could be the klap itself doesn't have Kedusha, but it's a zilzel of the Shem, kilu, I took out the Shem today to do something better than the Shem. That would be a zilzel of the Shem. Mele Tosfos says that you can't write Bim Koyma. So if we say like that, it would be Pshat the Gemara, and Shabbos talks to Gabi Atzola, so Ozlo Ksav, Ozlo Kedusha, because the klap itself wouldn't have any Kedusha. But if you want to go right in the mokum of the Shem, to write in the mokum of the Shem is a zilzel, it's a bizoyin to the Shem, and maybe you can't write it. We have to think, what would be the din if you want to write a different Shem? Let's say, if there was written Shem Avaya. So I imagine that even if you taste this, you could write a new Shem Avaya. But what would be the din if you would want to write a different Shem? Let's say, instead of Shem Avaya, you want to write a Lekin, if you're allowed to write it or not. Is it a bizoyin to the Shem? Because before it said Avaya, you're writing something else. Or, since it's also a Shem, so Memela, you would be Muta, wouldn't be a Bizarre. That's something we have to think, what would be the Pshat. There's another Inyan here, the Piskei Tshuva, in Yoredei, and Timon Reisha and Vov, they bring, there was cups, there was kosos, cups that had the Shem Hashem on it, if you're allowed to use it to drink. Because in the Gemara's mashma that yogurt vishtamish b'moisa only when the Shem is not there. But when the Shem is there, you can't use it. So the shaila was by the Ponim Meirus, if you're allowed to use the cups that have in it the Shem Hashem. And he goes back and forth. At the end, he's masik that it's better not to use it cold man and has the Shem Hashem on it. Also, there's a tshuva in the Chavos Yoyer that there was a ring that had the Shem Hashem on it. The shadow was, if you're allowed to use it, you're allowed to use it as a stamp. You used to use a chosam. And it's a big chakira if there's a heter to use a kli that has in it Shem Hashem, because it might be a bizoyim for the Shem that you're using it for other kinds of things. And the Sefer Meir Ein Sof, from getting back to the din of writing Bim Koyma, the Sefer Meir Ein Sof from Siman Tes Zayin, and Oshof Bezi writes, I'm not sure I exactly understand why, how it could be a chetimta, but he writes, if it was Megared the Mokim Hashem, that the Mokim of the Klaf is still there, just the Oisius came off, so then it's also to write, because it still has the Mokim Hashem. But if your koil is the Mokim Hashem, so then it's mutar, so it's not called Mekermes. So he definitely learned, like Rabbi Yoshev says, that it's a Gloy Milsa, that that's not the Mokim. I'm not exactly sure how it could be the case of Megare the Mokim Hashem, then it would be a Moichik Hashem. Maybe he's talking to the Eved if it came up. So the Maskona, the Maisa, the Minig Olam is like this. In the Shach it says that it's also to be Mekalif Hashem. And Ashkenazim usually are noeg not to be mekalef the Shem, but in Baghdad the minig of the Sfardim was the Kol Yaakov brings that the minig was that they were mekalef the Shem. So since the minig of the Sfardim was to be mekalef the Shem, and Ashkenazim the minig was not to be mekalef, to be choshesh for the Shach. So if the Sofer has a inyan to be mekalef the Shem, it was written shelo bimkum, it was the wrong place, or he had a shalach. So he goes to Sfardi, and the Sfardi is mekalef the Shem. But now, once as far as Mekalev Deshem, the Shalos, should he write Bim Koymoy or not? So once I had a Maisa that as far as he said that their meaning is yes to write Bim Koymoy, so he wrote the word instead of the Mokim Hashem. But the Maisa, the Fila Rebbe Yashiv said that you don't have to be Choshesh, because he say that if there are Mekalev Deshem, it's a Gloy Milsa, that what's left is not Mekoymoy, so Menela, even Ashkenazi could write Bim Koymoy. So it comes out the Sfardi should be Mekalef the Shem, and then the Ashkenazi could write the Shem Bim Koymoy. That's what we want to say. The Gabi Zinyan of Mechikas Hashem.